Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk. Happy holidays to each and every one of you. We are 1 week away from the Christmas Day holiday. Time to spend that time with family. And I know many of you guys are out there shopping, so of course you know I'm going to say it. Shop wisely. And we are 2 weeks away from the new year. Can you believe that 2014 is here already? So I'm going to say it. Happy New Year to each and every one of you guys in advance. It is Wednesday, December the 18th, 2013, 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. Los Angeles, BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. You can follow me on Twitter, at Kalithia. Many of you guys have been retweeting and checking out the great things that we've been doing here over at Bill Grow and Enjoy or on the website just this past weekend. We were hanging out with the crew of Living Word of San Diego in Latin Nation Entertainment in San Diego. Awesome event that they had as a fundraiser. It was just nice. I mean, they had the lowriders out there for the very well-known Duke Lowrider Club. And when I tell you they were out there hitting those switches, it scared me. Those cars were up in the air. So it was just amazing. I got to meet Dr. Robert Ornelius, who is the first Latin running candidate for California governor. So maybe having him coming to join us to speak on his campaign for 2014. And also Mr. Norman Carter, legendary the Delphonics. Now, that was amazing. Many of you guys that know me, but a lot of you that don't, Love Won't Let Me Wait is one of my favorite songs by Major Harris, who, you know, has passed. And I really got to sit down with Mr. Norman Carter and find out the real meaning behind that song, that song, and just a lot of things that took place and just the history on the group itself. And, you know, that was just an amazing time for me because, you know, I love to hear people's stories. So maybe looking at having him coming on and share with you guys also. Pastor Manuel Marcial and his wife, great job to your ministry, Living Word of San Diego. Paula Cassis, Latin Nation Entertainment. You guys did an awesome, awesome, awesome job. We had a blast. The tacos were the boom. Oh, my gosh, there was tacos galore. So many of you guys in California know what I'm talking about. Street tacos, and they were awesome, awesome, awesome. So just had an awesome time just sharing in community and ministry, and it was a concert. They're performing. And just a lot of great history shared. So continued blessings and success to the team and group of Living Word of San Diego and Latin Nation Entertainment. Now, trending news, there is a lot going on, but there's three particular ones that stood out to me. And on the business side, this one got me. Google has had to purchase and actually have an $82 million corporate jet facility. Yes, not just a jet, a whole facility. Now, if that is not a game changer, I don't know what to say. So it is expected that the center will be dedicated to executive private planes, the actual flight support. They have it's a 50-year lease on the facility and will operate with a partner named Blue City Holdings. Look like they'll be pulling in $150 million over this time. So I'm telling you, man, Google's over there. They are raising the bar. Not just that, Facebook also, because, you know, Facebook and Google, they are wanting to, and this takes it to another level, they are wanting to purchase all the cables that carry the internet. Now, if that is not a fall through, I don't know what to tell you, because we already know that that's a monopoly. So I guess that they're in the process of doing that. So, I mean, what is your take on it? You know, many are saying, you know, they're taking over, you know, it's just too much. I mean, what do you think? Tweet me, at Calithia. I'd like to know, because personally I think it's just business. And, you know, may the best man win. So that's just awesome, awesome, awesome. So best man wins, best woman wins. Many of you guys, the trend on Beyonce's surprise album in the world of entertainment dropped last week, and it took everyone by surprise. And I think she sold over 800,000 copies, in 3 hours or 3 days. I don't know. I don't remember exactly the time frame, but it was just unrealistic number, but it definitely expected to hit number one on the Billboard charts, and now it is heading to the stores. But guess what? Target refuses to put the album in their stores. Supposedly they've opted out because they're saying that they focus on offering guests a wider assortment of physical CDs, and since it went to iTunes exclusively first, they are not interested. I mean, what is your take on that also? You can tweet me at Calithia. I think overall, my opinion, get it, B. That was just one of the smartest and most strategic marketing strategies ever I've seen in the music business, and it worked. So congrats to Beyonce. Now, on the money side, minimum wage is raising, everyone. Washington, D.C. has voted to raise minimum wage. It will take place in 2016 from the current $8.25, and then it will be indexed for inflation. So that's good news, you know, make a little more money, and hopefully, you know, it goes up a little more when that time comes, but it is expected to hit in 2016, and the bill has passed. So thank you, Washington, D.C. Now let's talk taxes. You know, Debbie Snelling, the Snelling report is back for our monthly tax and financial report tips for December, which tax season is right around the corner. Actually, it's already here, 2014 being 2 weeks away. So welcome, 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 Debbie.
Thank you, Calithia. You've always got so much good information.
Honey, what do you think of this? You know I'm just on it. Google is off the chain.
I struggle with the concept of monopoly, but I've been chuckling about it since you said it, because, you know, I thought only the NSA could have control of everything.
Money talks, money talks. And that's
money
what we
talks,
are talking
it's hard
about
for me to
today.
Imagine that they're, yeah, it's hard for me to imagine with all the monopoly laws that are in place that Google can acquire all of the cabling, and it's difficult for me to imagine it.
Well, I look forward to learning more on how all this is going to turn out. But, hey, I can just say congrats to them, congrats to them. Now, 2014 is 2 weeks away, and this month you have for us a lot of tax changes, not just for individuals but businesses. And you recently just did an interview on television in Atlanta, having some special rates going on also, with some details on that. So start sharing some of that with us.
Well, we were on Atlanta and Company this afternoon, and we'll soon be posting the video from that on the website for North Georgia Tax Solutions, which, you know, our company is TSR Consulting, but our retail side that does tax prep every year is North Georgia Tax Solutions. So we made a special offer for the people who saw us on television, and that offer is that you can go to ngtaxsolutions.com, which stands for North Georgia Tax Solutions. So N like North, G like Georgia, Tax Solutions, plural, not one solution, many solutions.com. And you can download 18 ways that you can still save big on your 2013 taxes. So you've got 2 weeks left to get this done. go to the website, download it. It will subscribe you to our newsletter, and it will also get you a 30-minute consultation with me about your taxes. So that's a $100 value just on the meeting itself. Plus, you know, every month you and I go down through the newsletter, the Snelling Report, and we talk about ways to save money, whether it's saving money on taxes or other financial matters. And at this time of year, it's all taxes all the time. In the summer, it's all about taking advantage of travel as business expense and other kinds of things, other financial tips. So don't forget, it's great information, it's free information, and it's a $100 value for a free consult. It's a great deal.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. Well, tax changes for individuals 2013, go ahead and inform us. Give us the tips, Debbie.
Well, we start with tax changes for individuals this year. Every year the personal exemption goes up, and 2013 was no exception. So this year for your personal exemption is $3,900. So if you've got you and three kids, it's $3,900 times the four of you. The standard deduction went up, goes up every year, and I'm not really going to talk numbers on all of these. Go to NG Tax Solutions and sign up for the newsletter. There's a link to the newsletter there, so you can see it there. But the standard deduction amounts have gone up. You need to pay attention to the standard deduction versus itemized deductions, because the only time that you want to itemize is because it's good for you, right? So you itemize when the itemized deduction is better than the standard deduction. So also don't forget the special standard deduction for people who are blind and some senior citizens. So there's an extra, in addition to it, there's an extra $1,200 or $1,500 for extra standard deduction. Income tax rates, we're just going to bounce on this for a minute. The rates all stay the same as they were in prior years. The income limits on them change. But in 2013, and this was part of Obamacare, there's a new tax rate of 39.6% for individuals whose income is over $400,000. Or if you're married filing joint, that income is $450,000. Now, again, let's think about this. This really talks to the marriage penalty, right? So if I'm single, I can have income up to $400,000, but if I'm married, and before I hit that 39.6% bracket, but if I'm married, it's $450,000. It's not 400 times 2. It's 450. So you really got to pay attention as your income starts to go up. Estate and gift taxes, those change every year. And I don't know, Kalithia, about you, but I'm really disappointed. It's come the end of the year. We've talked all year about how you can make a tax-free gift of up to $14,000 to anybody. And I've asked for that gift, and nobody has given me $14,000. I don't know if you've received your $14,000 from anybody.
No, I'm still trying to find the guy that hit the power on the mega ball. The other guy, I think he was the one in California, he gave the whole $40 million away.
Dag. Well, you know,
yeah.
We had two big winners in last night's mega millions, one in California and one right here in Atlanta. So we sold at a newsstand in Buckhead in the financial district, which just made me laugh.
That's right.
But let me just kind of hit on estate taxes again. Estate and gift taxes are taxes the estate tax when you have the audacity to die, and on gift taxes when you gift more than a certain amount to someone else. So for estate and gift taxes, there's an exemption of $5.25 million per individual, with a top rate of 40% and a lower rate typically of 35%. It's an outrageous tax. It honestly makes me mad, but there you have it. There is an annual exclusion for gifts, and this is what we were talking about a moment ago. Any individual can give tax-free to any other individual any year up to $14,000. No tax is paid by the donor. No tax is paid by the recipient. If you exceed that $14,000 per person, the person giving the gift has to pay a gift tax on the amount above $14,000. So, Kalithia, if we found that guy who won the $40 million, He, as an individual, could give you $14,000. He could give me $14,000. If he were married, his wife could also give you $14,000 and give me $14,000. So it's $14,000 per individual per gift. Maximum, it can be less than that. And, you know, come on. I've been saying it all year. Send me the $14,000. I will send you a nice note. I will send you a gift. I might even fly you out to where I am to thank you for it.
Alternative
minimum tax. Yeah, exactly. We'll be holding our breath waiting for that. So the alternative minimum tax, you hear me rant on this all the time. I'm infuriated by the alternative minimum tax. It is exactly what it says it is. It's an alternative calculation to ensure that you pay a minimum amount of tax if you are a high-income earner. Or that's what it was designed to do. Now it hits the middle class, and it hits them hard. So if you make more than $51,900 for single or head of household, you may be hit by this. $80,800 for married people filing jointly and $40,400 for married filing separately. So what happens if I'm hit with the alternative minimum tax? Well, if I itemize, almost all of my itemized deductions go away, except for my first mortgage on my primary residence. And except for that, charitable contributions don't count. Medical expenses don't count. All your itemized deductions go away. And you calculate your tax in different tax brackets on different tax models, and my problem with it is that it's designed to hit the rich, which I don't think it should anyway because they pay a disproportionate share of taxes already, but not hitting the rich. It's hitting the middle class, $51,900 for single or head of household. If I'm single and I have children and I'm making $51,900, I am not rich. I am squeaking by, trying to support my family, and I should not have to pay this outrageous tax. And I'm in the car, and I'm pounding on the steering wheel, and you can't hear it because I'm trying not to make the horn honk. But it's an abomination, this tax, and if I were in Congress, I'd get rid of it, and I'd get rid of it lickety-split. I'm done with my rant on that. I've talked a couple of times today about the marriage penalty. So the basic standard deduction for a married couple filing jointly is $12,200, which is twice what it is for single people. So you continue to get marriage penalty relief there. Personal exemptions continue to phase out above certain income limits, $250,000 if you're single, $300,000 for married filing jointly. And again, this is where marriage penalty hits, because it's not $250 for single and $500 for married. It's $250 and $300. So you got to pay attention as you're coming up on the end of the year to what your income is, and does it mean that I'm going to have to not take as much in personal exemptions, or are my itemized deductions going to be limited? The time to plan for that is now. It's today. You got 2 weeks to fix it. Flexible spending accounts. Great way to save at this time on your medical expenses is to have a flexible spending account. In 2013, you could only do $2,500 per year. And they can only apply to salary reduction, blah, blah, blah. Not going to go into a lot of tax detail, but got to pay attention to it. And you also have to pay attention to the use it or lose it provision. A lot of them are use it or lose it. So you got to pay attention to what your plan calls for. Long-term capital gains. There was in last year's American Taxpayer Relief Act of 2012. There was one of the extensions of the Bush tax cuts was the lowered taxation on long-term capital gains. So, for instance, you have stock that you have held for more than 12 months and you sell it. If you are in the 10% or the 15% tax bracket, your tax that you pay on that capital, long-term capital gain, and that's long-term only, held it for more than a year, your tax on that, and if you're in the 10 or 15% income tax bracket, is zero, exactly $0.00. Your tax rate is 0%. Mm-hmm. But If you're above that 15% tax bracket, the rate goes up to 15%. And if your income is above $400,000 if you're single, $450,000 if you're married filing jointly, the rate is capped at 20%. Now, that's up from what it was in 2012. In 2012, it was still 15%. So it still is a good deal to hold on to those stocks and bonds and sometimes real estate for longer than 1 year so that you get the benefit of this lowered tax bracket, tax rate for those long-term capital gains. So it's some great tax planning ideas come in. So if you know that your income is, if you're bumping up on those income thresholds, you may want to postpone selling some stock until January 1 so that you make that 12-month period. Because if it's a short-term capital gain, you pay it based upon your tax bracket. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. Short-term, long-term, you pay it at your tax bracket. Long-term, lower. Tax credits. There's so much to say this month, and I'm trying to get it all out.
I know. We want to hear this portion. Credits.
Tax credits. Tax credits are better than tax deductions. If I have a $1,000 tax deduction and I'm in the 15% tax bracket, I get $1,000 times 15%, so I can save $150 in taxes. On the other hand, if I'm eligible for a tax credit and I have a $1,000 tax credit, I get $1,000 off of my taxes. So it's far, far better than a tax deduction. So the adoption credit is still available, but it's a non-refundable credit. If your tax is zero, you can't get some back anyway. Child and dependent care credit still exists in 2013. And it was permanently extended. So this is not something where every year it's going to come up and people are going to say, oh, my gosh, we might lose it. It is until they write new law. It's permanently extended. So there are tax credits available for child and dependent care. Remember that this means that on dependent care, it means that you have your child in care so that you can work. So if you put your child into a summer camp and this enables you to work, that summer camp may be eligible for the dependent care credit. So look at things critically and pay attention to how they affect your taxes. The child tax credit is still available in 2013. A portion of that credit may be refunded. So if you have a zero tax liability, you still can get a refund on it. Earned income tax credit, which many people are familiar with, is for low, moderate income families and working families. And it's important to say that it's the earned income. You worked and you got paid for work, as opposed to investment income. I bought stocks and bonds or had money in the bank and got interest and did not work for it. So the earned income tax credit is still available and is very refundable. And I say very refundable because you see sometimes people getting, you know, $15,000 of tax refund from the earned income tax credit. Other deductions available for individuals. A lot of education deductions available. There's the education savings account where you can put $2,000 a year into a Coverdell savings account and get a tax deduction for that. There are tax credits available, the American Opportunity Tax Credit, the Lifetime Learning Credit. There is a deduction for employer-provided educational assistance. And I said deduction, I stand corrected. It's an exclusion from income. Your employer can give you up to $5,250 of qualifying post-secondary and graduate education expenses. So what does that mean, college or grad school, right?
That
your employer can pay, and it's tax-free money for you. There is also a deduction available for student loan interest. And pay attention, because this student loan interest deduction, I believe, is one of the ones that goes away at the end of 2013. So it's a reduction straight off of your tax return on page one of your tax return. And as your income goes up, your deduction goes down. So it may go down to zero. There are benefits, tax benefits available for making contributions to retirement accounts. So remember to fund your 401K, your 403B, your SEP, your IRA, your SIMPLE. Any type of retirement account may make you eligible for a tax deduction. And if your income is $59,000 or less, if you're single, or sorry, hold on a minute. $59,000 for married couples filing jointly, $44,250 for head of household, or $29,500 for single people, then you also are eligible for what is known as the saver's credit. And you can save up to 20% of what you have contributed to your IRA, your 401k, whatever. So, again, lots and lots of benefits available for contributing to retirement plans. And then finally, we move on to some.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I just want to let everyone know, you know, all the information that you are explaining and giving to us is on thesnellingreport.com. For more information, they can click newsletter and read in depth what you just shared before we go into the business area of everything. So just go right on ahead.
Thank you. And it's a good time for me to say again, in addition to thesnellingreport.com, if you go to ngtaxsolutions.com, which stands for North Georgia Tax Solutions, our retail arm of our business, you can also download the free report that is 18 ways to still save big on 2013 taxes. You have 2 weeks to take advantage of that. Almost all of the stuff that we covered in here that we've talked about for individuals in there, there's some business stuff in there. It signs you up for the free newsletter, and you got a 30-minute consultation available with me, $100 value for nothing, just for going to the website. So do it. Take advantage of it. There's only 2 weeks left, and then the window is closes. So thank you for that pause. So moving on to tax changes for business. The standard mileage rate for 2013 is 56.5 cents a mile. I mentioned that because it's a big deal. If you have a business, pay attention to how much you and how often you drive your car. Keep a mileage log. The first thing that's going to be asked for on any audit is your mileage log. It's so easy to do nowadays. It's not the pain and suffering. Download an app called Expensify to keep track of both your mileage as well as your business expenses, and it's all made simple for you. At the end of the year, you push a button, bing, bang, boom. It goes to Excel. What more could you want? Now, notice, too, in 2014 that the standard mileage rate has gone down. And I should mention, too, we have a Facebook group called Tax Tips for Small Business. And all of this kind of stuff is the stuff earlier this year we posted all of what the mileage rates are. So for 2014, the price of gas has gone down from 2013, so the standard mileage rate has gone from 56.5 cents a mile to 56.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, breathe for a moment.
It's a lot of information.
It's so much, and I'm trying to get through it all so fast. I'm talking as fast as I can, and still trying to have it, and still trying to make it be meaningful to you. So, if
you're
you
doing
are
a great
small
job.
Business, thank you. If you are a small business, and a small business for this purpose, for the health care tax credit for small business, a small business as defined as having fewer than 25 full-time equivalent workers. Remember, full-time equivalent generally is 30 hours each, so one person at 40 hours a week is one full-time. Two people at 20 hours each, because that's more than 30 added together, counts as one full-time. So it's full-time equivalent workers with an average annual wage. Notice it says average annual wage of $50,000 or less. You can be eligible for a credit for providing health care to your employees up to 35% of the premiums paid. So that's a big deal. If you want to offer health care to your employees and you have 25 or fewer full-time workers, then you can get back 35% of your premium because 35% becomes free because it's a tax. Again, we talked about that, dollar for dollar reduction of tax. So if I pay if I have $1,000 of premium, I get 35% back, so I get $350 back. Bing, bang, boom, it's fantastic. There's also a credit available for hiring qualified vets. And people really need to take care of these jobs credits. They always forget. Hire a vet. Get $9,600 per worker. If you're operating a for-profit business, or $6,240 per worker if you have a tax-exempt organization. So, you know, again, pay attention. There are hoops that you have to jump through. Hiring vets is a wonderful thing. Thank these wonderful men and women who have served to protect the freedoms which we are afforded every day. These are wonderful women and men, and we need to value them.
Right.
And then, this is a big one, Section 179 expense, which everybody seems to know about. And Section 179 expense, and we'll talk about this because there's a big change in 2014, which is bad for taxpayers. But in 2013, you got 2 weeks. If you spend $2 million or less, you can deduct in the first year of that you buy the asset up to $500,000 as your depreciation. Bonus depreciation is also available for qualified property, and not all property is qualified, of 50%. So I buy $2 million worth of stuff. I take 50% bonus depreciation, so I take a $1 million deduction, and then I take another $500,000 for Section 179 depreciation. So now I've bought $2 million worth of stuff. I get $1.75 million of tax deduction in the first year, and bam, my cash flows are taken care of for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great tax incentive. 2 weeks left to buy stuff this year. The law changes drastically in 2014. Pay attention to it. Only do it if it's a good, solid business investment. If you do not need it, do not buy it. Getting a 50% deduction for something that you needed 0% of the time is still losing 50% of what you spent.
Right.
So only do it when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're getting back to, you know, what are some things that are going to expire this year? We've got only 2 more weeks to take advantage of them. Do it. Take advantage of it. One thing that's going to expire is that if you are a teacher, you are currently eligible to deduct $250 for school supplies that you bought and paid for out of pocket. And this is $250 off the face of your return, whether you itemize or not. It goes below the line from adjusted gross income to arrive at adjusted gross income, and it goes away at the end of 2013. Not a lot of money, but $250 is a lot better than a poke in the eye. State and local sales taxes. This is a big one. If you live in a state with no income tax, Texas, Florida, Tennessee mostly, let's see, where else? The Dakota.
Nevada.
Thank you. If you are in a state with no income tax, you have been eligible to deduct, take a tax deduction if you itemize deductions for sales taxes that you paid. Even if you live in a state that has an income tax, if you made a major purchase and paid sales tax on that major purchase, you could take the greater deduction of the sales tax that you paid or the income tax that you paid. Starting 1/1/14, that goes away. So that's a big, big hit from a planning perspective for those of you who live in those states that don't have an income tax. So, again, tax planning idea. Make that purchase in the next 2 weeks. Don't wait till 2014 when you cannot get any tax benefit from it.
Right.
Also going away, the tax deduction for mortgage insurance premiums called MIP or private mortgage insurance called PMI. If you have less than 20% of equity in your home, you are required to buy this insurance, which protects the lender. It doesn't protect you. It's a mortgage insurance premium, an insurance premium to protect your mortgage, right? So these have been deductible for 2012 and 2013, but it ends on 12/31/13. Attention to it. Maybe it's time to refinance your home if you've got some equity in it. You're not getting the tax deduction. Why are you buying insurance to protect the mortgage company anyway? look at the equity in your home. It's time for that PMI to go away. And this is a very big one, number 4 on our list. Currently, under current tax law, which started, I believe, in 2008 is when they began to do it because of the economic downturn and everybody losing their homes to foreclosure, they put a loophole in that said if you lose your principal, your primary residence because of foreclosure, or any other reason, dingle keys, which is where you put the keys in an envelope and send them back to the mortgage company, take my house, I don't want it anymore. There has been no taxation on the discharge of indebtedness. So what does that mean in English? That means I give my house back to the mortgage company or they take it from me, however it happened. I owe $500,000 on the house, and they're able to sell it for $300,000. So they've lost $200,000. Law, that $200,000 that they lose is taxable to me. For the last 4 years, that has not been taxable to me if it was my primary residence. Starting on 1/1/14, that becomes taxable income. The mortgage company loaned me that $500,000, and I'm only paying back $300,000 of it, so I receive what's called phantom income of $200,000. And starting on 1/1/14, that is now taxable income again.
That is going to be affect. Ooh, that's going to affect a lot of people.
That's going to affect a lot
in
of people, and they're
numbers.
All going to be mad about it. And it's not my fault. I didn't write it. I just reported.
Oh, boy.
But it's a big one again where you say timing matters. Make sure that you get that done and finished before the end of the year if that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to quit letting your mortgage company play around with you. Tell them that they're taking it and, you know, send the appropriate documentation to say that it's theirs and that they need to discharge the indebtedness by 12/31/13. A big deduction that's going away for people who are age 70 and a half or older, and I say going away at the end of 2013, so you have two more weeks to get this done. Taxpayers who are 70 and a half or older can donate up to $100,000 in distributions from their IRA to charity. So this is a tax deduction. So they can donate it up to, this is a way to get around starting to take the required minimum distributions, RMD, required minimum distribution. You take it straight out of your IRA, you send it to charity, and you lose it to lower your income, and bing, bang, boom, everybody won, except apparently the U.S. government, and so they're making it go away.
They are changing a lot in the world of philanthropy.
They are changing a lot, and this has been a big philanthropical boost for organizations. As retirees who didn't need the money made giant contributions to charity up to $100,000 each. That's a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
So if you are a philanthropical organization or no one, pay attention to this and make sure that you get this done by the end of the year. Transit fringe benefits. If your employer, and I stand corrected, if your employer pays you for your mass transit, they could pay you up to $245 a month for transit benefits, and this would be free money to you. This goes away at the end of 2013. But pre-tax benefits for mass transit will drop to a maximum of $130 a month, so it doesn't technically go away. It just goes way down, right, almost half from $245 to $130. Parking benefits, on the other hand, continue to remain the same. And again, to me, this is madness. Why are we encouraging people to put more cars on the roads, more exhaust on the roads? Sometimes I just don't understand what they're thinking. another big deduction that goes away in 2013, or at the end of 2013, is the tax break for energy-efficient appliances. So if you are thinking about getting an energy-efficient appliance, do it now. 10% of the cost of building materials like insulation, water heaters, a wood pellet stove, and there's a maximum of $500 per year on that. So, I'm sorry, I said $500 per year. That's $500 lifetime maximum. So if you took $300 in a prior year, you have $200 left to take now. But, again, pay attention to it. Stuff's going away. The tax credit for buying an electrical vehicle goes away at the end of 2013. For most models of cars, it goes away. For some models of car, it goes way down. If you had a Ford Focus or a BMW i3 or a Fiat 500e or a Nissan Leaf, if you have that in 2013 and the specific model years only count for it, you get a tax credit of up to $7,500. The Accord plug-in hybrid is going to still be eligible for a tax credit, but much less. So, again, if you really want an electric vehicle, you have a two-week window of time to go out and buy it and be eligible for a $7,500 tax credit. Again, only certain makes and models and years apply. Pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. The devil is in the details, and the devil is all over the tax code. Another big philanthropic change is that the donation of conservation property tax break is going to expire at the end of 2013. So this allowed you to donate property or easements to a local land trust or other conservation organization and get a tax break. So you got a deduction for the appreciated value of the property, but you didn't have to pay taxes on the difference. So that's going away in the game. So that's going away. That's a very big deal for philanthropic purposes there as well. I don't understand why the tax code is beginning to punish and I say the tax code. When I say the tax code, I mean Congress has begun to punish philanthropic efforts. I just don't get it. I don't like it. I have a theory. It has to do with power in government, but yeah, that's a conversation for another day.
Right.
And there's also a deduction that's going away, or an exemption, as it were, that's going away for small business stock. Most people didn't understand this anyway, but if you have invested in a small business startup, C corporation, not other kinds of corporations, C corporation, consider doing it this year. Because if you hold on to that stock for 5 years, you can exclude up to 100% of the capital gains. So no tax. If you wait until January, if you wait until 2014, you can exclude up to 50% of the capital gains. So, again, a two-week window to take advantage of putting it into that five-year holding period and being able to sell the stock tax-free. Attention, all of these things add up, and these ones are particularly going away.
Absolutely.
And I want to talk.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say the snellingreport.com. There is a lot of information this month. I definitely wanted you to highlight those three key features, the 2013 tax changes for individuals, businesses, 10 tax breaks set to expire in 2013, and, of course, the next one is tap your retirement money early, minimizing penalties. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, Debbie, I just want you to discuss the top three, you know, how they can tap their retirement money early to minimize penalties. And then we will go right on into, you know, talking about the Atlanta Business Mixer and when we can get that video from Atlanta and company so we can make sure they can see, you know, in the visual of you guys speaking to the television network in Atlanta. So just hang tight. And right now, if everyone want more information, you can head over to thesnellingreport.com. You can read everything in depth. And there's more tax tips, retirement contributions, limits announced for 2014, 10 things to know about capital gains. Are your Social Security benefits taxable? Just all the tax and financial tips that you need, thesnellingreport.com. You can also follow Debbie at snellingreport.com. But we'll be right back after this break.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jiggy Jag, Jigman Freud from Build, Grow, and Enjoy. We do the big program, Build, Grow, and Enjoy presents, each and every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com. It's a featured show because we have a lot of featured content. Great guests. We have bloggers, podcasters, marketing people, people who are influential in the world of business and entertainment. We talk to them each and every Friday, Build, Grow, and Enjoy on Blog Talk Radio.
Social media is definitely not a fad. Social media has become more and more popular. Facebook has over 1 billion monthly active users. And then Twitter 500 million total users, and I'm going to show you how to utilize all of them.
Social media yours is being brought to you live by BGE Radio.
This is Natasha Young, and you are listening to The Only Jay and Ross the Boss, hosts of Socially Yours on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Keith Keller in Melbourne, Australia, and you are listening to The Only Jay and Ross the Boss, host of Socially Yours on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Remember, you are already awesome. Our job is to make you world famous.
Need help with your marketing plan? Diamond Roots can virtually guarantee that you succeed in meeting your business objectives. Visit www.diamondroots.com. Diamond Roots is a premier marketing and PR agency focused on providing cutting-edge strategies for business-to-business communication campaigns that deliver tangible results. Visit www.diamondroots.com or call 404-228-3052. That's 404-228-3052.
Hey everybody, it's Ruby Jewel here, and I'm telling you guys about a new show coming out on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk. It's the Jewel Wrap-Up, hosted by me, your favorite Jewel Ruby. This is a show where I'll be wrapping up everything going on in LA, from the concerts, to the parties, to the events, to all the madness you can think of. So you gotta keep it locked to BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk, on Thursdays. I'll be wrapping up your entertainment news.
And we are back. Welcome back. Build, Grow, and Enjoy. BG Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. It is 3:47 p.m. Atlanta, 12:47 Los Angeles. BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com. Follow me on Twitter, at Calithia. And big shout out to Ruby Jewel. I know we're going to get it right. We're going to get it right. But, you know, the show is scheduled to air every Thursday. But let me tell you, Ruby is out there working. I'm talking exclusive coverage, you know, one-on-ones with some of the top celebrities in Hollywood. So just trying to gather everything, you know, and balance it all out, get the show structured with all that's happening, because the minute she leaves one, she's on to the next, and you just want to give her a big shout-out for her just recent event coverage she just did with the Hollywood Holiday Parade. Just kind of Montel Williams she was out there with, most of your favorite soap stars, Sabrina Teen Witch, just an awesome, awesome job, you know, very successful this year. Great job to Toys for Tots, but Ruby, you know, she's each and every Thursday at 3 p.m. We've been right now doing about one show because the events are coming so fast for coverage and high demand that's requesting for coverage that we can't keep up with the show. So we're getting in the studio, the recordings, pulling them out so you can know all the great things that's happening. And for many of you guys that have been in L.A., you know it is crazy. I mean, literally, you run back to your bed because you're so tired with all the things that go on. So at Ruby Jewel, you can follow her on Twitter and just stay tuned. We're getting all that structured out. But in the meantime, you can catch a couple of our other shows that we already have on here. But 2014, we should have it all in order. Right now, I'm on the air with Debbie Snelling, your monthly Snelling Report. Tax and financial tips that put you on the path of success, thesnellingreport.com. And she was just speaking of a lot of the tax changes that is going to be taking place in 2014 and what you need to do for 2013. And now, Debbie, as we move towards concluding today's show, it's so much information. Of course, they can get over to thesnellingreport.com for more information. Give us the top three tasks that everyone should get into their retirement money early to minimize these penalties.
And I want to hit on this briefly, and thank you for mentioning it, because we have had questions every week for the last 3 weeks about how to get money out of retirement plans and not pay the 10% penalty. And that's what it discusses here. Again, see it on the snellingreport.com. Go to NG Tax Solutions, which is for North Georgia Tax Solutions.com, and also get our bonus ebook. Top three reasons not to have to pay taxes on, not to have to pay the 10% penalty on an early distribution from your retirement plan: death of the owner of the plan, distributions made because you become totally or permanently disabled, and distributions for qualified higher educational expenses are also exempt. This includes you, your spouse, your children, and your grandchildren. Those are the top three. Other things in the newsletter this month that you don't want to miss are retirement contribution limits for 2014, 10 things to know about capital gains, and always a favorite topic, are your Social Security benefits taxable? Big, big deal. Pay attention to it. They all matter. They all count. And all of them, if done wrong, cost you money.
Absolutely. Now, Debbie, let everyone know how they can reach out to you for consultation and to get your services, including your social media information, where they can follow you.
You can follow us on Facebook with our group Tax Tips for Small Business. We also have a group on Facebook for the Atlanta Business Mixer, which we've shut down for the last couple of months as we've geared up for tax season. So we'll be starting it up again during tax season, believe it or not. More to follow on Facebook, Atlanta Business Mixer. You can reach us on our website, The Snelling Report. Of course, we've talked about NG Tax Solutions today, where you can get a free report for 18 ways to save money in the next 2 weeks for 2013 and save big on your 2013 taxes. It'll sign you up for the newsletter and get you a 30-minute consultation, a free 30-minute consultation. You can call us. 770-735-3336 or 404-944-3172. And, of course, you can just do a search for Debbie Snelling. You'll find us on LinkedIn. On Twitter, we're Snelling Report. On Facebook, Debbie Snelling or Snelling Report. So if you're looking for us, all you got to do is type Debbie Snelling or the Snelling Report. We're all over the Internet.
Now, Debbie, when should we expect to be able to view the Atlanta & Company interview that you did this morning?
When I talked to them this morning, they said it would be available in a couple of days, so I'm going to try to push them to make it available, and we'll put it on our website, NG Tax Solutions, and we will also post it on our Facebook group, Tax Tips for Small Business. We'll probably also post it through Twitter and LinkedIn. So we'll try to make it so that it's everywhere and you can find it. And, of course, Kalithia, you'll retweet it and repost it from Build, Grow, and Enjoy.
Absolutely. You know that's the reason. BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com. Well, Debbie, happy holidays. Happy New Year. We are excited to hear from you back in January. I just look forward to the great things that come for 2014 and just a very prosperous year to you.
Thank you, Kalithia, and as always, build, grow, and enjoy. If it's not fun, why are you doing it?
Love it, love it, love it. And there you guys have it, Debbie Snelling, The Snelling Report, your monthly Snelling Report that puts you on the path of tax and financial tips, puts you on the path of success in these times. You know, you need it, you need it. And Debbie is your expert tax advisor in Atlanta. So, yes, stay tuned, BillGrowAndEnjoy.com, we will get that video up to share through our network also so that you can see the great things that Debbie and her team speak about on Atlanta and Company at Snelling Report. You can follow them on Twitter and, of course, SnellingReport.com. Well, that is going to conclude our show for today, everyone. Thank you for tuning in, BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Check out the great, 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 great things that's going to take place. We are going into the new year, and it's going to be an awesome year. A lot of great things to come. 2014, World AIDS Day Atlanta, off the chain. They are coming in, and they are coming in to make a difference. You guys are about to see the real world of philanthropy, and I'm just excited to be a part of it and just working with many awesome, great people. I'm just like this student sponge absorbing it all, and I'm just honored to be a part of this and coming in and making this difference. BillGrowAndEnjoy.com, you can click philanthropy for more information.
So that's going to conclude us, and you know I like to leave each and every one of you guys with a quote, and my quote for today is, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Are you ready? Well, we are. Here we come, 2015. Talk to you all in the new year. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. And as always, build, grow, and enjoy.